been a disappointing season for ski resort owners in northern Arizona and some other parts of the West. Much of the region hasn't received significant snowfall in several weeks. From the Rocky Mountains to the Sierra Nevada, snowpack is only 50% of normal. Sadie Babbitts of Arizona Public Radio reports from Flagstaff.
Here at the Arizona Snow Bowl near Flagstaff, skiers are having a party, a beach party. They've traded in their winter scarves for Hawaiian leis, making light of the ski area's temporary closure. There's only one run open, Agassiz. Snowboarder Brett Johnston has already carved his way down the mountain three times.
It's all right. It's decent. I mean, it's packed pretty hard. There's not enough snow, but it's still rideable.
By now, Arizona's towering San Francisco peaks, where the Snow Bowl is located, are usually covered in a thick blanket of snow. But this year, what little snow fell on the peaks has already melted off, leaving the region's only ski resort with not much more than muddy patches across brown ski slopes. This is the second year of less than ideal skiing at Snow Bowl, which relies on natural snowfall to keep runs open. Last year's entire season lasted just 4 days. And while this year's was slightly better, with over a month of skiing, the limited snowpack has quickly melted off. Mike Stoddenmeyer with the National Weather Service in Flagstaff says snowpack in northern Arizona and across much of the West is well below normal levels.
We're down to around 35% of normal across most of Arizona, according to the latest drought monitor guidance.
And to the north of Flagstaff, in the Colorado Rockies, experts say snowfall has been so light this year they need 80 more inches just to reach normal levels. Still, much of the ski industry in the West seems to be having a pretty good year. Michael Berry is the president of the National Ski Area Association based in Colorado. He says what snow there is came early in the season and provided a good base.
We got good storms just prior to Christmas. And while we haven't seen significant snowfall since then, we have seen snowfall come in small quantities, 2 to 3 inches, enough to keep the surface fresh. So generally, across the western half of the United States, the industry is doing reasonably well.
Nonetheless, many small towns that depend on consistent snowfall to bring in all kinds of tourists and keep people working are suffering. In Telluride, Colorado, Stephanie Dama says the scant snowfall has nearly bankrupted her. She makes a living in snow removal, but Telluride hasn't had any major snowfall in a month.
We picked up one job. Other than that, we have had no work for 30 days. If there's no snow, everybody will be out of work.
Back in Flagstaff, Arizona Snow Bowl General Manager J.R. Murray has already laid off 350 seasonal employees.
This is the last thing we want to do. This is not business as usual. This is devastating. We should open right before Christmas every year and ski to April.
The limited snowpack has far-reaching consequences beyond the skiers and people who make a living off the snow. When the snow that has fallen melts this spring, it will run off into reservoirs and streams. But it won't be nearly enough to help the West out of its drought. And fire officials are already worried forests that depend on the melting snowpack will once again be tinderboxes, perfect for major wildfires. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Flagstaff.